Hello, Consciousness Circle community. Thank you so much for joining me yet for another lesson. So I'm here to talk a little bit more about the full moon in Aries. Not so much from an astrological perspective. There is a separate recording talking about the entire breakdown of that energy and all of the aspects that it entails. This is more of a dose of consciousness behind all of the energy that this full moon is bringing, because it's made up of not just the lunar event, but other things that are moving forward. And so I was thinking about what I could possibly share with you from a book that could really put into words in ways that I can't the energy behind this full moon. It's a full moon that is very, in a way, practical. Anything that's coming up for us, or has been coming up for us really since the beginning of this month, I want to say as far back as September, because it has a lot to do with all of the Libra energy we've experienced this year. It's really a matter of looking at our lives, looking at certain situations, certain relationships, and saying, I can no longer lead my life in accordance to what others think I should do. And that sounds easy. And I think that that idea, that sentiment is shared in so many ways in society. But this type of genuine recognition and acceptance of the same has to come from not just surrendering to the fact that we cannot live our lives in accordance to what others think we should do or we should be, but it takes a lot of internal work, a lot, to the point where we finally come to this place and say, you know what? No more. Enough is enough. I only have one life to live. And for those of us who have been doing a lot of internal work, I only have one life to live. I worked really hard to get to know myself. In that space, other people's belief systems and opinions don't really fit. And it may sound a little harsh, it may sound a little selfish, but one of the gifts that Aries teaches us, one of the major lessons that Aries teaches the rest of the zodiac, is that sometimes that kind of attitude is what is needed in order for us to be courageous enough to live the life that we want to live. So I'm going to read a passage, and it's somewhat long, so bear with me, but I think that it's probably one of the more beautiful passages I've ever read, and that says a lot. And I highly recommend this book. It's called The Invitation by Oriya. I feel like this is more of like a compilation of long poems, but as I was thinking about what excerpt or what words can I pull from what book that could really, really put into words the energy of this full moon. And of course, I remembered this book, and so I think it's beautiful. I hope that you enjoy it as well. And may you take away exactly what you need to hear. So it's called The Invitation. It doesn't interest me what you do for a living. I want to know what you ache for and if you dare to dream of meeting your heart's longing. It doesn't interest me how old you are. I want to know if you will risk looking like a fool for love, for your dream, for the adventure of being alive. It doesn't interest me what planets are squaring your moon. I want to know if you have touched the center of your own sorrow, if you have been opened by life's betrayals, or have become shriveled and closed from fear of further pain. I want to know if you can sit with pain, mine or your own, without moving to hide it, or fade it, or fix it. I want to know if you can be with joy, mine or your own, if you can dance with wildness and let the ecstasy fill you to the tips of your fingers and toes without cautioning us to be careful, to be realistic, to remember the limitations of being human. It doesn't interest me if the story you are telling me is true. I want to know if you can disappoint another to be true to yourself. If you can bear the accusation of betrayal and not betray your own soul. If you can be faithless and therefore trustworthy. I want to know if you can see beauty, even when it's not pretty, every day, and if you can source your own life from its presence. I want to know if you can live with failure, yours and mine, and still stand on the edge of the lake and shout the silver of the moon, yes. It doesn't interest me to know where you live, how much money you have, or how much money you make. I want to know if you can get up after the night of grief and despair, weary and bruised to the bone, and do what needs to be done to feed the children. It doesn't interest me who you know and how you came to be there. I want to know if you will stand in the center of the fire with me and not shrink back. It doesn't interest me where or what or with whom you have studied. I want to know what sustains you from the inside when all else falls away. I want to know if you can be alone with yourself and if you truly like the company you keep in the empty moments. I have always found the introduction to this book, which is this, extremely beautiful because it's honest, it's raw. And I think that it puts into words that which we want in a genuine connection with someone else. That's what this full moon in Aries is asking us. There are harsh aspects to this full moon. I mean, one of the biggest aspects is that it squares Pluto and Capricorn with Mars right there. Mars is going to perfect its square to Pluto by the end of the week. This energy is harsh. It's about the truth, and it's not a kind truth. It's truth that comes after a lot of self-deceit, after a lot of abandonment, after a lot of anger that we've suppressed, and it finally comes out. Have you ever had those moments where this tends to happen a lot in romantic relationships where we have harbored so much inside that by the time it comes out, we're sobbing and it's so harsh that we can't even speak sometimes, but this weighs so heavily that it needs to come out. It's that type of energy that is dying to come out from us. And this is coming from a year in which we have been working tirelessly to have a sense of normalcy, to have a sense of grounding. Yes, of course, from, you know, the life that we're experiencing, the life that we're living in, things are not quote unquote normal because everything has changed due to COVID. Yes, all of that. But more than that, we have been trying to find a sense of grounding within ourselves. Why do I feel so lost? Why does this feel so hard? Why is this so different? Well, because Aquarius has taken us on a different path and we're still learning to navigate it. But more than anything, it's because we haven't been fully true to ourselves. Life feels harder when we are so disconnected from our genuine self that we try to appease everyone else and lose ourselves in the process. And from the beginning of September through really this week with this full moon in Aries, we have finally come to a point where it's like, no more of that. No more of that. Not only do I not want to show these fake parts of myself any longer, but I don't want to see the fake parts of other people any longer as well. That's why this full moon feels the way that it does. That's why it's a turning point. That's why Aries is the sign that teaches us courage, because in a world that revolves around telling us what's wrong with us for being us, it takes courage to be us. So I found this poem to be so beautiful because none of what we put weight on, none of what we think that matters on a superficial level actually matters. It matters who we genuinely are inside. Our vulnerabilities matter. And I understand that we can't just go around to everyone just spewing our stuff, right? Like, we meet someone and it's like, oh my God, I just broke up with someone because of bleh. I understand that. But what I feel I'm going to see, and we're all going to see from this point forward, especially because of the energy that's coming our way, is this sense of, I no longer want to hide who I am. And in order for me to no longer hide who I am and feel completely comfortable with that, I need a support system. Yes, Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. It is the sign of independence, but its counterpart is Libra. In order for us to feel courageous enough to be ourselves, we do need a support system, Libra. We do need others. We don't have to appease the others, but we do need to learn to create this point of receptivity, this alignment to others that will support us for being us. Does that make sense? This is such a beautiful new moon. It's a turning point, and I hope that you're embracing everything that's coming up for you. Be kind to yourself. Be gentle. Be gentle with the process of transition, especially when it comes to relationships. Be gentle in this recognition of, this is what my life was, and this is what my life is going to be now. And how do I move forward in that direction? And look, the cosmos are going to do us a favor by moving things along quickly. The rest of this year is going to move a lot. Eclipses are coming next month. And as some of you may know, eclipses are a time of change. And eclipses align us with what is meant for us. Not what our ego wants, not what our ego thinks it needs to remain safe and comfortable, but what it actually needs to thrive in this lifetime. With that said, eclipses are a time in which we feel that something is taken away from us. It feels out of our control. It can break our hearts, and yet it's exactly what we need. Now, please do not take that to mean that next month is going to be, absolute crap. Because this isn't to scare you. That's not what I'm saying at all. But what I am saying is that you're going to sense the energy move quickly, move forward. Life is going to move forward very quickly. And we need to stand in our truth of our genuine self, of our genuine expression as much as possible so that we don't lose ourselves in the middle of so much movement. That's not the point either. Okay? If you think back, for those of you who have been with me for a while, if you think back to June, July, August, all of that time was about us getting in touch with Source, about getting in touch with Spirit, about strengthening our intuition. Why? Why has everything this entire year led up to us getting to know ourselves better? Because that is how consciousness expands. And if we rest in our own power, if we rest in our own knowing, then life and the people in it will begin to move differently. We will no longer look to authorities and institutions to guide our lives and tell us that we need, the degree or the house or whatever it is that we've been conditioned to believe that we need, because we are not enough as we are. This year has felt like it has felt because we have been trying to find ourselves all along in a way that we haven't before. And this full moon in Aries is a point in the year in which we look back and we say, oh my God, who I am now has developed in just 10 months. And that's a lot. Okay. So, thank you so much for your 14 minutes. I hope you have a lovely day, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.